In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier warns of possible beach closures after crowding at the city's beaches. US President Donald Trump upbeat despite being hospitalised for COVID-19. And in the NRL, Rabbitohs coach Wayne Bennett says his team hasn't been affected by allegations involving ex-captain Sam Burgess. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has warned of potential beach closures after Melbourne beachgoers were filmed in crowds at the city's beaches in defiance of COVID-19 restrictions. Television footage shows people at St Kilda Beach breaching social distancing requirements and maskless beachgoers kissing the camera and then a reporter on the head several times. Mr Andrews says not only was the behaviour selfish and dumb, it was illegal.
Spending time at the beach without a mask, without social distancing now, will just mean that you won't get to go to the beach for all of summer. It just doesn't make any sense. So please, my message to every single Victorian, we're so close. Let's all of us do everything we can to follow the rules, to play our part, to get this job done, to defeat this second wave, to see this thing off, and to find a COVID normal. COVID normal Christmas, COVID normal summer, COVID normal 2021.
Queensland has recorded no new COVID-19 cases. The total number of cases in the state remains at 1,160, with six active cases. Following traces of COVID-19 being found in some sewerage in Rockhampton, Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says they'll be amping up their testing there.
We have positive results in Cannonvale, which we have advised you of during the week, as well as in Cairns and in Goodna, which we would expect. In North Rockhampton, the Central Queensland Hospital and Health Service has stood up their fever clinic for additional hours over the coming days, and they just want to increase their testing rate over the next few days just to see if we can get to the bottom of that.
Meantime, Queenslanders are enjoying their new social freedoms. Easing of restrictions now means that patrons can stand instead of being seated at hospitality venues. The Deputy Premier saying that's a statement of how effectively the state has managed the virus. New South Wales has gone more than 1 week without any locally acquired coronavirus cases. The state recorded one new case of COVID-19, who is a returned traveller in hotel quarantine. Health authorities are also trying to track down at least 50 people who shared a flight to Sydney with an infected Victorian traveller. The passenger travelled on Jetstar flight JQ510, which departed from Melbourne at 11 a.m. on the 27th of September. New South Wales Health says the public faces no ongoing risk, with the majority of the flight's passengers already in mandatory hotel quarantine. The President of the United States and First Lady Melania Trump's coronavirus diagnosis yesterday has raised risks of a widespread White House outbreak, just weeks out from the US election. Today, President Donald Trump's campaign manager tested positive for COVID-19. Yesterday, two Republican senators also returned positive results. Just days after attending a White House event with several others who had tested positive for COVID-19, Mr. Trump's former advisor Kellyanne Conway has also come down with the virus. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's presidential physician says he's been treated with antiviral drug remdesivir after being airlifted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center with a mild fever. In a video uploaded on Twitter, Mr. Trump says he believes he's doing all right.
I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I will never forget it. Thank you.
Firefighters in Tasmania are monitoring a fire in a seaside town on the state's east coast. A hazard reduction burn on the outskirts of St Helens, 2 hours east of Launceston, has broken containment lines and firefighters are struggling to bring it back under control. An emergency warning has now been downgraded to a watch and act alert. Tasmania Fire Service warns homes are at risk from falling embers and smoke and ash will make it difficult to see and breathe. An evacuation centre has been set up at the St Helens Football Club. Rabbitohs head coach Wayne Bennett has strongly denied that allegations made against Sam Burgess were widely known at the club. New South Wales Police and the NRL Integrity Unit have launched investigations into claims of drug use and domestic violence reported in the Australian newspaper. Burgess has denied the allegations and has stood down from his role as Rabbitohs assistant coach. The Australian News Report also claims the club knew about the allegations and covered them up. Bennett says that isn't the case. He says the team is avoiding distractions and remains focused on the hunt for the 2020 Premiership title. And now turning to tomorrow's weather, Perth partly cloudy, 18, the same for Adelaide, a top of 28. Melbourne, winds are easing and it's partly cloudy there, 28 degrees. Hobart, rain developing and 21. Canberra, sunny, 26. The same for Wollongong, 25. Sunny also in Sydney, 26. Similar conditions for Newcastle and 29 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala and this is SBS News.